Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last night, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, I'm looking jacked. I haven't seen myself on camera all weekend. Wow, I look good. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Monday. Karen, shut the fuck up. I'm in the middle of a goddamn dope-ass intro.
Oh, shit, I look good. Damn.
Yeah, but you always...
What are those, 32 A's? Well, holy shit. How does she do it?
I wouldn't point at the tits. That's not the... That's not your strong.
I can't get my butthole out that fast.
Your tits are like if you got a three of clubs while you're playing poker. You're like fuck. All right, what else we got here? All right, we got an ace in the hole. Really? Yeah, it's her butt. It's all good. Her personality is the fucking Joker card.
What if we just got up and left?
You reached a level of delusion that is aspirational.
Welcome to the Real Ass Motherfucking Podcast. It is the funniest podcast on the planet.
Hands down.
Skanks a shit the bed. Okay, believe you me, meh.
One guy's funny.
Gomez watches Seinfeld. You know, could be better. Real Ass Podcast is... Name one West Coast podcast that's funny as any podcast that I do. It ain't happening. We need to... I heard that they're trying to steal the term podcast wars. One of these podcasts are out there using it. Let them know. Everyone, if you see somebody using the term fucking podcast wars, let them know with a hashtag if you want. Legion of Skanks did it first. Because that's our fucking thing. We invented the podcast war. And if somebody's trying to... what's the word? A bigger word for steal?
Commandeer.
That wasn't even what I was thinking, but that's actually...
I'm so much smarter than you.
Holy shit. Right! That was a good
one. International Women's Month.
If somebody wanted to commandeer our fucking bit, they should be called out on it every single time.
Or they should have to do all your bits.
They should have to do every one of them. They cannot commandeer our bits. They will not commandeer our bits, West Coast fucking LA fucking pussies. Let them know if they want to commandeer our bits, they might be in a podcast war with us.
You sound like an angry mob of kids that have been molested. They will not commandeer our bits.
I saw you shut down the people who tried to name their podcast with the same title.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He tried to commandeer my bit.
What the fuck was that?
That guy's grandmother has been threatened by my fans. They found his grandmother and they threatened her and her fucking dogs. Okay? Don't fuck with me. Nobody should be fucking with me. Let's get into the show today.
Real quick, I had a guy come up to me this weekend. I was at a show, and a guy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, man, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm sure you get this all the time, and I think he's going to tell me I'm funny." He goes, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I think Brandon Schaub sucks."
Brandon.
Why do they think that we want to hear that? It makes us feel bad.
Yeah, he was like, "I'm sorry. I'm sure you get it all the time."
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, but you don't have to tell me that."
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, I have no problem with any one particular comic. I'm saying the West Coast as a whole.
Yeah, deserves to just float into the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that we got Joey Diaz over here, I don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. He was the one guy. That's why I would hold my tongue when I was talking about the West Coast, because I felt this way for a very, very long time.
When you were said West Coast as a whole, I thought you were talking about Annie Letterman.
Holy shit. Hold on.
Too slow. You let it sit. You know they'll love her.
Sorry, Letterman. You got fucked up by Karen Feehan. Burned That's right.
Forever.
I don't give a shit. We'll burn them all. Burn them all. Shannon, pick up a list of West Coast comedians. We're going to go through them one by one and talk about how we really feel today. This is it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. First, let's get our fucking plugs out of the way. Let's introduce our guests. First of all, my co-host, I love him to death. I love your Real Ass Podcast hat.
Thank you.
Fucking dope doggy. Love it. Okay. International superstar Zach Amico is here.
That's me.
What are you plugging, kid?
Instagram, Zach is not funny. And I got Bye Guys here on the network Thursdays at 11 a.m. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight. And Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Also, very happy to have here on the show for the second time. I was not here for the first time. It's my first time meeting him. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the co-host of the Only Feehans podcast. Jared Schwartz is here.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Thanks for bringing me Karen as well.
It's weird. I would never let a woman be considered above me in the pecking order. It's crazy that you're okay with this. And we're going to get to the bottom of what happened to you in your life. That you laid down so easily.
Why do you see that way?
My plugs might explain it.
Okay, good.
You can follow me on Instagram at thekidjarrett, T-H-E-K-I-D-O. Came up, didn't have to spell it. But I also throw a comedy show every Tuesday and Saturday. Tuesdays at Joey Bat's Cafe, and Saturdays at a speakeasy location on the Lower East Side as well.
Why have I never been invited to any of your shows, Jared?
By the end of the show, you'll be on it.
All right.
Also, you ignore my messages.
Do I?
No.
Well, it's only for people that can speak easy.
But yeah, you can follow my show. You can follow my show at Mama's Boy Comedy. MommasBoycomedy. Because
you're a mama's boy.
Right.
You need a mama.
Respect women.
Did Karen go to high school with your mother? Is that what happened?
That was good.
Also very to have back on the show.
Babysitter that molested Jared.
Yes. I bring him along for the ride.
You guys love her. You know her from her podcast, Only Feehans. She crushes it every time she comes on one of these shows. Wow. Karen Feehans here.
So nice to me. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here. What a thrill. Thank
Karen,
you.
Karen, now that we're just friends,
yes.
I feel like I'm more attracted to you.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. Now that we're just friends.
You look amazing.
Because when we were dating, it was like, I couldn't wait to get away.
Yeah.
But
now that you're in a committed, monogamous, ethical relationship, you're so much hotter.
Ethical, yes. A Jew and a Puerto Rican.
What do you find attractive about her?
Jews?
Oh. Yeah.
They're,
Jared's trying to figure
them.
Out what to do.
The way they are with their financial status.
Just sheer size. I keep telling you to lift more weights.
Yeah, I do. I'm getting big. I'm back to lifting weights. I'm fucking in the gym. The garage just opened back up. As soon as we're above 40 degrees, it's warm enough to work out outside.
Your own garage?
My own garage.
It was shut down because
it was shut down because of COVID restrictions, violations.
Oh, yeah.
The governor came in and he shut it down.
Oh, really? Would you have an orgy in there?
What do you need to plug?
What?
Houston?
Really?
Plug it.
I'm going to. I didn't know that's what we were waiting for.
It's a plug. The plug music is on. You've done the show before. God damn it.
I'm kind of stoned. Houston, Comedy Hub, March 20th. Please come. Please buy tickets. And the following week, we are in Fairfield, Connecticut, at the Warehouse.
Both of you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's your opener, too?
Yeah.
Jared, what is going on with you?
What
She's
do you mean?
Changing
he's
my
a
life.
Baby.
Treating me well.
He's a child.
Okay. This is very. It's a strange thing when you see...
No, it isn't. It's
yes,
a model
it
that has happened.
Let me do my plug.
Hey, Jared, just so you know, real quick, when she starts dating another comic, you get knocked down to MC. Trust me.
I hope not.
It's, welcome to the guest spot, buddy.
Obviously, you love this show. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Subscribe for the entire on-demand library. You get access to every real-ass podcast that we've ever done, every Legion of Skanks, believe you me. Gomez watches Seinfeld. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Shannon Lee hires The Thing Is Ding. Around, baby boy. 22 shows on the network, including Jessica Kirsten's show, Discussing Hawk. It's so fucking funny. Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage, brand new podcast on the network. Jamie Josta from Hatebreed. Tommy Dreamer from ECW. I mean, we have a pretty incredible lineup of podcasts.
If this was 1999, we would be the most forward podcast network.
I know. We really would. We all the music we play before all the shows comes from that era. All of our graphic design work is straight up out of 1999 Affliction catalogs.
It's like we almost all got stunted emotionally at the exact same time.
So, look, go subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. Guess what? After this month, there is no more 14-day free trials. We're doing 7-day free trials. So get it now, motherfucker. Don't wait. You don't want a 7-day free trial. 14-day free trial. Do that. Go there. Subscribe. Use that code. It'll help us out. Live shows March 26th. I'll be in Fairfield, Connecticut. Is it the? Am I in the same place as you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were there. The day before. Night after you. If it's still standing.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wait.
No, I think he complimented you, little hoe. I love you.
That was good.
I was going to break the stage.
Yeah, I was like, is Zach going to do
Zach's going to go through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. We're going to level the place. You're right, whatever your name is.
You're just going to say bitch.
I was going to say Sharon.
You've combined Shannon and I.
Shannon, if I could combine Shannon and Karen.
It's just weird that I have the same name as your girlfriend.
Shannon's boobs on Karen's little tiny body. Wow. And then we got to pick out parts of their faces. I would say Karen's nose, Shannon's lips, one of each of their eyes, Shannon's hair. Karen's butt.
This is like a Picasso that got run over.
Can you guys, everything that I just listed, can you guys please make a Photoshop? Change. We need Sharon. This is my new fantasy woman, Sharon.
So you prefer women with big tits?
I do.
Can you stop trying to cause rifts between me and my small-titted girlfriend? I love her tits. Here's the thing. I like small tits. Until I'm with them for too long, then I'm like, right. These titties.
Eat some big tits.
Fucking hangers.
That's why it's Jack's for.
Exactly. I've never been with anyone less than B.
Jared only gets big-titted girls. He's big-titted all the way.
Well, he's Jewish.
Yeah, Jews
loves the big Jews Jewish tits.
Jews love some big old titties, and he's a mama's boy. He needs to be reminded of breastfeeding every day of his life. Yeah. Also, you know, I'm not done with my plug, Shannon. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go there. This Friday night, I'm giving away $300 on the Twitch stream to one subscriber who's in the live chat. Wow. That's how much money I got. I'm just saying, guys.
$300.
Karen's away.
Giving away 100% of my assets. It's going to be pretty incredible. Also, I'll give these guys a plug because we don't have any fucking merch on sale right now. We do have merch always on sale at podcast.com. But the new Legalized Comedy t-shirts, I think I'm the first comic to wear one of these publicly. They're available at thestandnyc.com.
I've been wearing them privately for a while.
So, yeah, but this is a cool-ass fucking
shirt.
Subscribe
to my OnlyFans.
The Stand is a great club that supports comedy, and they're doing a fundraiser with these Legalized Comedy shirts and hoodies and a few other items. It has the Stand logo on the back. Oh, shit. Right there.
Sick. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And those guys are great, and they're doing it with podcast merch, so fucking, yeah, support them. It supports us. It helps us out as well. So make sure you guys go grab that shirt. This was, comedy's dangerous now, everyone, so you gotta legalize that shit. Is that it? That's it, really, right?
Karen told me she had another plug.
Shannon, do you have another plug?
Oh, I didn't mention my cartoon, and Jared brought it up. That's why he's my best friend.
Hell yeah, Karen.
Check out my cartoon
Karen
on
sucks?
YouTube. It's called Karen Sucks, yeah.
Yeah, Karen Sucks on YouTube. Fuck yeah.
I also have cartoons, if you want to check them out.
Jared, your plugs are over.
Nobody cares.
I'm not your mother. I'm not going to sit here and fucking let you fucking milk my teat until it's all fucking painful and chafed.
I appreciate you letting me be on your network again.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you.
Fucking, I like this guy. He's good. He's obedient. This is what you need in underlings. They need to be obedient. Zach is not a good underling.
Well, he's more talented than... I'm sorry. I just came out. I'm so sorry.
Right.
It just came out, huh?
Wow.
That was offensive for everyone in the room. Everyone should be slightly offended. Jared should be infuriated. Zach should be offended because I called him an underling. I'm offended because you said he's more talented than me.
I didn't mean that's not what I meant.
We have to do a t-shirt winner.
Oh, that's right. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. One lucky reviewer every month, good or bad, gets a free piece of merch. Look how many fucking reviews we got this month.
How liberal of you.
Look how many reviews we got this month. One reviewer every month. This is why, dude, Realist Podcast is like that. It's punk fucking rock, doggy.
I like it.
Everyone knows about Legion of Skanks, but the people that know about Realist Podcast, they're in the fucking know, okay? This is like before fucking Lady Gaga got huge, and I saw her. Shut up, Zach. I can only reference something I've spoken about in the past week. When I saw her at Radio City Musical.
Lewis has one story and one movie. Somehow works it into three different conversations.
Oh, my God. You poor thing.
Shit.
Wait,
let's see. All right, here it is. Your winner of one free piece of merch, good or bad review, is Penis Cake. I love the name. Love the name Penis Cake. And
Hold on. So many to scroll through.
What is it? Let's see.
Okay, here we go. It's a pretty long review.
Go ahead.
The title is "The intro is incredibly cringy, but I give." But then it cuts off. There's 5 stars, and the review is: "In the beginning, I had trouble getting into how corny the intro to the show is.
Really hits the intro.
But now I've been listening for years and honestly enjoy it more than Legion of Skanks most of the time.
Just the intro.
It works out to it.
I can't stress enough what a disservice the intro does for Zach as a person and how funny he is. Tap the skip ahead button. It gets better, I promise."
Is he listening to like the archives, the old episodes?
I don't know.
Because it's the old intro, which I loved. I almost want to go back to the old intro.
The fucking hostile one?
No.
Like the hip hop one.
Yeah, the one where it was like...
Oh, I hated that one.
Shannon, can you find the old intro?
Did you ever have like a Justin Bieber song?
Yeah. It was in the beginning of that intro.
I remember.
The original intro
was Baby,
fuck it. It was so aggressive. Dude, it was awesome. We were so dope. That's when we were punk rock for punk rock. Like, now we're punk rock, but this was like pre-punk rock.
Rock.
This is just rock. This is fucking...
That's
I blew people's fucking minds just now.
Yep.
So...
Can I say I had someone comment?
No. Don't you fucking dare.
Too comfortable,
yes, Jared. Yes, sorry. I mean, you are getting very comfortable, Jared.
Sorry. They said I didn't speak enough last time I came, but it was also because Ian was showing us too much butthole.
Ian was showing a lot of butthole, and you were also the first time you're in the studio. Right. It's a little bit of an intimidating environment. Here's how intimidating I am. Even when I'm not there, if my essence is still in the room, people are like, this fucking guy is intimidating as fuck. And if you are an underling of Karen, you have to be terrified of me. I mean, this has to be like the biggest opportunity of your life.
Well, exactly. I thought I was coming in to meet you. Instead, I saw buttholes with
him. Really upset. Yeah. He was like, "We didn't do Real Ass Podcast." He's like, "I wasn't on Real Ass Podcast.
Wow.
We were on Bye Guys."
You were technically on Bye Guys before Bye Guys existed, the pre-punk rock stage of
Bye Guys.
It was
a great bit.
We use it on the show now.
I'm glad to be there for the first time you did it. That was awesome.
Shannon, go ahead.
I think I found it.
Let's see, baby.
Is this the right one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I hate it.
No, this is the old one.
No.
Oh, no.
To the RAP. If you's a real motherfucker, that's the place to be. You know, you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Yo, man's for Prez, because he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard, you might need a diaper. Monday to noon and every Wednesday, too. You got these two coming through to entertain you.
And the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon.
That's dope.
Imagine if you could still do this.
That's funny.
Wow, look at that. And that's the old graphic. Look how cool that graphic was. We were awesome. God, we were so awesome. What happened to us?
Grew up a little, buddy.
We did grow up a little bit. Fuck.
I think that you're much deeper now. There's more levels to your podcast. There's more for people to enjoy.
It's a better podcast now. Yeah. We were so raw back then. We did everything fucking.
We did everything raw.
We raw dogged each other.
Have you ever even owned a condom?
Me?
Where do you buy condoms? Quick.
I have a drawer full of them.
From when?
Forever. Because the first time I have sex with a girl, I go, let me pull out a condom.
For sure.
Usually
to
she's
see
like,
if she has
she's
herpes.
Like, do you have a condom?
And is I'm that like, why you learned sleight of hand? A condom right here.
Every time I have sex, she's like, do you have a condom? And I was like, yeah, of course. What am I, a fucking animal? Then I pull it out.
Right. Show her.
Yeah.
Behind your ear.
Yeah. I was like, 1, 2, whoops, it's in. And, obviously I've worn condoms before. If a girl will make me wear a condom, I wear it every time. There's no stealthy. I've never stealthed a woman in my life.
What's that?
Take it off mid.
When she's not.
I've looking. Had them do that for me.
You've had them take it off you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Without you knowing?
No. She asked.
Oh, she asked.
No, stealthing is if you do it without, like, for instance, if she's facing the other way. And you're like.
For instance.
I guess I haven't.
Yeah, Shannon, have you ever been stealthed?
I was just trying to think about it. I think that there was, and you're going to laugh when I say a misunderstanding.
Shannon, turn the sexy music on. This is hot as shit. I wasn't even going to make her do sexy music today, but I mean, when she started, these were misunderstanding during a fucking sex story. I love it.
Shannon is so broken as a human, she's describing a rape as a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shannon.
So it was my boyfriend at the time, and all I remember is that he thought that I said it was okay to not use it, but I said no, but maybe in a confusing way, and he ended up not using it. And then at the end, I was like, "But where's the condom?" He's like, "You said I didn't have to use it." And
nice.
It.
Wait. Yeah. He outsmarted you, Shannon.
Sounds like a tricky dick.
So wait, pull out or no?
No.
Oh, hell yeah. He cream pied you?
Yeah, I think so. It was a really long time ago.
God, Shannon is retarded. Did he also pretend to get your nose? Shannon, that is crazy. That's the plot of fucking, what's it called? We just talked about that movie.
Knocked Up.
Knocked Up. That's the actual plot of Knocked Up.
Yeah.
They're drunk and she's like, "You can take it off." Or what does she say? Pull up that scene. Pull up the scene in Knocked Up where... And also, while we're at it, what's the actress's name again?
Catherine Heigl.
Why don't we pull up her 14-year-old ass again, just for because we want to give a frame of reference. We had that on the show last week as well.
Heigl's ass?
Dude, when she was 14 in My Father the Hero. Don't actually pull it up again, Shannon. I want to forget it. I want to forget that that exists out in the world. She's a child. She's like 15 or 16 in the movie, and she's wearing a thong. That's like the whole joke. Is she gets up and, you know, Gerard Depardieu is her father. And like, Catherine Heigl, cover your boot. That was my French accent. Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it. Jared's a fucking yes man. I like that.
I'm trying to remember that movie.
Shannon, Jared, I appreciate you laughing at unfunny jokes that I say. You need to do that for the rest of the show.
I learned a lot.
I taught him that.
That's very good. Thank you. Good job, Karen. You've trained him well. I feel like Jared, if you just put a dog biscuit on his nose, he'll just stand there like this. Until you tell him to get it.
Drives me around, rolls joints.
Yeah.
Very talented comedian.
I got that one.
So
I think I got it.
You got it. Let's see the scene from Knocked Up. Go ahead. Hell yeah, Catherine Heigl.
See what happens when you come there.
Is that her boobs? No, she's wearing a bra. I do. Then he just slides it in.
Then he's like, "I do. Let me go down in my fort."
There you go.
Hurry up! Oh, that hurry up would make my dick shrink. I'm like, shh. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking make it weird.
Right.
Keep on going. It's fine.
God, just do it already.
Okay.
That was exactly your story, Shannon. Hell yeah. Raw dog. Cream pie. Why wouldn't he pull out? Who cream pies in a girl?
A crazy stranger.
Yeah, who cream pies in a
Lucas,
fucking...
That's all you do.
How do you know?
From my past experience, Jay Gomez.
I did cream pie in you exclusively.
Constantly.
I've done
exclusively.
It a couple times. Only but they said I could.
That's how she got an OnlyFans. Yeah, you're right. You didn't care at all.
No.
You're trying to take my baby.
Mm-hmm. Because you're a very successful man.
This would be hilarious to kill his baby.
What was he going to do? He can't do anything. My body, my choice.
You wouldn't even get aborted. You'd actually just kill it after it's born.
I'd probably kill it as one.
You'd put it on the table on the OnlyFans podcast like Legion of Skanks does with the black baby doll.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Glue it down.
Glue it. I get it. So look, let's see. By the way, the chat loves to show your naked photos from your OnlyFans.
Really?
Oh yeah, Karen. They just but the whole time I'm on
How
the
I
show.
Look?
Can we pull that up?
Just so you know, I'm watching your naked body.
Really? How does it look?
Zach? I shit you not.
Yeah, yep. That's what that is.
Yep. Looks good.
What, does it look bad?
No. Good for you.
Does it look bad?
Now they're pulling up pictures of 14-year-old Catherine Heigl. These are real freaks.
Good for them.
Real freaks.
Good for them. They're getting their
finally some curves.
Oh shit!
I think I'm curvy on the bottom.
What does that mean?
Okay. So Shannon, give me a list of West Coast comedians. We're gonna play word association with the Real Ass Podcast today, and we're going to go, we'll go around. It's the first word you think of when you hear their name.
All right. I don't know how old this list is. I'm going to use the ones that I recognize their names.
So how about we'll do one person, because it's got to be immediately the first reaction, right? So
we'll just go around the table.
Yeah, we'll go around the table. We'll do a comedian and you do their immediate first reaction.
Mm-hmm. Ahmed Ahmed.
Muslim.
I don't know why that's so funny. It's a word association. It's got to be the first word that comes to mind. That's good. I get it. All right, so now Karen's up.
Oh, no.
Karen's up.
It's terrifying, honestly.
It doesn't have to be in alphabetical order, Shannon.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Ahmed Ahmed. I think that's the guy that was kind of a dick to me in Mexico. He may not have been. I could be thinking of somebody different. I think he was, though.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah. No, I know who he is. I think he was a dick to me, but I think he was hammered. So, go ahead.
Scott Aukerman.
What if I don't know who they are?
Shannon, for it's word association.
Who are you? Nobody.
No, all right.
Arch Barker.
Can't tell you.
That's
do you not
word.
Know what word association
all
is?
Right, but we do you know stu- one word.
This is well, welcome yeah, to OnlyFans podcast where we don't understand things.
Hey,
He's
never listened to an episode.
Duh.
I know. I was like, that's basically
it's
it.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Why?
It's
relax. Word,
it's a game.
Shut
playing.
Up. Why are you? This is un. Not necessarily this level of anger.
I invented a new bit right now. This is the first good bit you're we've right. done on this show in probably
Months.
3 years.
I should have
okay?
said who.
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay? It's word association. I'll go. Shannon, go.
Doug Benson.
Faggot.
You are going to say faggot no matter what.
No. I was trying to think of a different word and then faggot came out.
It's hard to associate a word with someone that you can't picture.
All right, Shannon, do people
okay,
that
in our
they
defense,
would know? Fine.
Okay.
Doug Benson, I could have done.
Fine. What would
you
have said?
Jerk off.
What would you have said?
Stoner.
Okay. Would
have been it. Really cute. Dylan would have laughed. He laughs at everything I say.
God, you guys are faggots, both of you. You both belong in the same school of
Why?
Fucking gay simps.
Shut
he,
up.
Wait, is he,
I'll throw my coffee
am I in
your
that?
Fucking...
I understand, but that's only because you're trying to turn
wait,
me
was
on.
Was I included in that?
Shannon, Karen's up next.
No, I'm up next.
Wait, Zach's up next. Give him somebody that he knows.
Okay, Brian Callen.
Admirable.
I thought he was going to say hero.
Oh, fuck me. Wait, who's up next? Who's the next person we're dissociating?
The one we're looking at naked on the
more.
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey, Karen.
That looks good. Oh. Garth.
Okay. All right.
Margaret Cho.
I don't know. Funny. I don't know her.
Wow.
I don't know. Margaret Cho.
Wow.
Yeah. Just go take a lap. Maybe you'll feel better.
You hear
do
her,
some push-ups.
Her last name's Cho. You couldn't think of a funny racist thing to say in that moment?
I just kicked him. He feels better now.
Good. You can make him better?
I did.
Please?
I kicked him.
It's a constant expansion of
the next round, we got
creativity.
It. Let's
we
go.
Got it. One
Give
more round here.
Round.
One more round here, Shannon.
Sometimes a charm.
Give me one.
Chris D'Elia.
Rapist. I don't think he is. I don't think he's a rapist. It's just how you got to play the game. I don't think he raped anybody. It just came into my head. The word rape is always in my head.
Rape.
Ready?
Yeah.
Dustin Diamond.
Dead.
Too easy. Zach got all the easy ones.
He did get all the easy ones.
Yeah, you really fucking lobbed those at me.
Jimmy Dore.
Black?
I don't think you know what Jimmy Dore is.
I don't. That's the first, but I guess that seems like a black name.
All right, Jared. One more shot here, Jared. This is word association. Know, first word that comes to your head. Just let it out.
I know. My vocab's not really all there.
Will Ferrell.
Legend.
Oh, cute. That's
He's
cute.
Too nice
That's cute,
for this
Jared.
Show. He's too nice for this show.
I know. Somebody commented on a video of ours saying, I'm not a real ass dude.
Wow.
And I was like, who's to say if I'm a real ass dude or not?
I think that
I am. That's literally, it's like knighting people, you know, like fucking kings.
Yeah.
You know, kings will knight people.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who fucking knights people, real ass dudes or not. And the jury's still out on you, my friend.
I'm all right. I'll work on it. I'm working on it.
But hey, right now is your only opportunity. So you got to fucking make it happen. Okay. Be a real ass dude. I'll do one more. Go ahead, Shannon.
Will Forte.
I don't know who it is. Give me somebody I know.
Kirk Fox.
Who was it?
Mustache.
Sure. Will Forte.
See?
Give me another one.
Ron Funches.
Adorable.
Any more in there?
Hold on, scrolling. Dana Gould.
Gould.
Brilliant.
Chelsea. See, I'm not smart either. I can't, my mind, he said, you said Gould. I just took off the D.
Chelsea Handler?
Old.
Really? West Coast?
Boobs.
Yeah, I was going to say tits.
Right. Cunt. You seen those? Skiing?
Yeah.
That was
pretty
nice.
Solid.
I want to ski with her.
I'd smash. All right, whatever. Let's
I was
move
skiing
on.
Hard yesterday.
This bit was okay. It could have been better. It could have been better. We'll do it in the
we
future. We'll do word association with other comedians.
You maybe curate a nice little list before you do
curate
it.
Curate the list. Shanna's not good at improv. You're right.
No. Oh. That was not the takeaway.
I'm
it
the
is
one
international
not good at
women's joke.
Shanna just trashed us.
International Women's Month. History.
History Month.
Is it International Women's History Month?
Yes. Correct. That's her why story. I came here, so you guys can respect her.
Shut up, woman.
Did you hear what Jared just said?
Listen to me. I didn't celebrate Black History Month, and there are men involved in that. Why would I celebrate a Woman's History Month? Why?
I mean, you might not have celebrated it, but...
Who's celebrating that?
Your ex-girlfriend. She's not dating you anymore.
Oh, after today's show? You think she's dating me?
I meant the black girl you dated before. I guess it's a little
the
inside.
Black chick I dated.
You never really posted about her.
Yeah. Karen wanted to say some racist shit when I was dating that chick.
Mm. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. All right. What happened?
You know, I never met her. I think that was by design.
You really never met her?
Never met her once.
He wouldn't let me meet her at the stand once. I tried to. And then, but I watched Derek Gaines' reaction to her, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, black guys get very animated when they see a girl with a big butt.
Huge.
Yeah, she had a huge ass. Great ass. Solid ass. All right, real quick, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors on the show, which is YoKratom, YoKratom.com. We are talking to the fans of the show that are over the age of 21 and are okay with trying new opiates. No, it's not an opiate. We shouldn't call it an opiate. It's not an opiate.
It's just a plant?
Is it a plant? It's a vein. Not a vein, a plant vein, a root. No, but they call it white vein, right? That's where I'm getting that.
I don't know that it counts as an opiate, but it does activate the opiate receptors in the brain.
Opiate receptor, my mother? Anyway, look, it gets you a little fucked up, all right? I would compare it to a strong painkiller. It made me feel like I was on Percocet. So if you guys are having back pain, issues with fucking your knees, legs, eyeballs, whatever it is, I don't know, if you're in pain, guess what? Kratom could be the answer. There's also other strains as well that don't sort of act that way. They give you mental clarity. Do a little bit of research on what type of Kratom you can use, because it's been known to help with a lot of different things. I'm not saying to start using Kratom. I'm saying if you're already in the market for Kratom, this is where you got to get all of your Kratom from. YoKratom.com is the website, and they're home of the $60 kilo. You can get a kilo sent directly to your house for $60. That's crazy. It's unheard of. Go to YoKratom.com right now. Support them. They support us. All right. Where were we? Okay. So... let's talk about Governor Cuomo.
Right, what's he getting accused of?
He's a real attitude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real attitude.
Real attitude of the week. Andrew Cuomo. I like this. I didn't like Andrew Cuomo. He's the governor of New York, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't like him before. Shannon, what are you texting? Whatever Karen. Your name is.
I'm Karen. I wanted to look up what he did. You're going to tell me. I'm listening. But I wanted to... Yeah. I was going to see what he did.
I don't even really know what he did. He got accused by two different staffers of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Right?
And he said it was a joke.
You wanted to play some strip poker.
Shannon, read some of the quotes that Andrew Cuomo said to his staffers. Because I feel like... this is mild compared to what I do to Shannon every day. I walk in. Let me explain. I'm the governor of Gas Digital. Everyone knows that. That's my actual official title on my business card. Shannon, what did I do today when I walked in?
You immediately gave me a massage.
That's right. And what did I do to your hair?
You smelled it.
I smelled it while I massaged her. Then what did I do when I was changing my shirt?
You shirtlessly came over and came very close to my face.
Well, I hugged you too a little bit. I sort of rubbed
onto
you.
With your shirt off?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then Eric had to come in and be like, dude, please don't do that to the employees, because Eric's like our office manager of sorts. And he was like, dude, you can't actually.
Eric's our secretary.
I was like, you actually can't do that. And I was like, shut up, Eric. And I smacked him on the ass. And I was like, give me a coffee, bitch.
Are you the HR department too?
Yeah, homo retard. We have a homosexual retard as the head of HR. And he just comes in and he doesn't make any sense with what he says. And he just tries to suck your cock. Every time a man makes a complaint, it's just, he's like, can't duck your duck. And then it's just like, all right, come here, homosexual retard. And you fuck his mouth.
Yeah, I love it here. I love coming here.
Right?
Like a superstar.
Isn't it great?
Oh, yeah.
Karen, you told me you only come back here with me.
That's sure. I tell Jared a lot of lies.
Jared, don't believe anything this girl says. She's a known liar.
Oh, are you calling me a liar?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, actually,
you're
yeah.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. Are you fucking crazy? That's okay. It. I'm fucking posting some of your pictures myself.
Don't.
That's it. You know
he's
what?
Got some exclusives that nobody sees.
No. Those should have a higher price.
Wait, Louis, how do you feel about someone, a woman sending you a nude that was sent to someone else previously?
Oh, I know what you fucking losers are trying to talk about.
How do I feel about it?
Yeah. Like, if it's from the archives, it's not a personalized custom nude for you. You can tell the chick is hitting you with, like, an old nude.
I'm not a faggot, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, who really gives a shit?
There's
like,
people who care. There's people who deeply care.
I mean, I would care. Look, if it was a girl...
The
only difference is that it would turn me on more, just on a physical level, it would turn me on more if it was for me. And in that moment, right. Even if it was taken like last night and she just sent it to me, if she's naked right there and then she's like taking pictures and I could like direct her a little bit, that's really hot.
Right.
How do you direct her?
Tell her what to do.
Oh, just over text.
Yeah, of course. So that would be a bit, but I don't really give a shit. I'm not like, if I'm getting a nude from a chick, I'm like, oh, sweet, it's a nude. But an archive nude, you know. One that's posted on her OnlyFans already, that's infuriating.
That's what I'm saying.
That would be infuriating. If you, Karen, sent out a nude to a guy that was already posted for the world to see.
What, with a little present, like, on the house? What are you talking about?
That would be like if a guy in a band was like, this is a song I wrote for you, and it was a song that he wrote like 4 years before.
I love that you think of my OnlyFans as such high art.
No, I'm just saying that.
They really don't take long to make.
That's the talent women are capable of.
So what did Andrew Cuomo say to these staffers?
Before I give you the quotes, can I show you a video? This is of something that he said to an anchor woman.
An anchor woman?
Yeah.
Let's see.
This just resurfaced this today.
He's drunk.
Oh, yeah. Look at that chick. She's hot.
Well, that's his daughter.
I mean, time out. How old is she?
They're like in high school, I think, right?
Check her. I mean, she's a pretty young lady.
There you go.
This is just resurfaced, too.
God damn it.
Well, this is from 2016.
So how old is the daughter now?
Hold on.
Fuck.
Do you think...
Fuck, we're going to have to edit this.
You're going
to
get close to the governor of New York's daughter.
Anything.
Are you kidding me?
Challenged.
Are you kidding me? Do you know how many fucking high status bitches I fucked? If I was in a committed relationship, I would be up in the governor's daughter. I will tell you right now, if she's of age.
She's 23 or 26. I'm not sure which daughter.
Hell yeah. So yeah, she was youngest 19, 18, oldest 22. Just, I love it. He fucks smoke show right there.
Just do it to open the comedy clubs back up.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
One for the team.
So he's with his daughter. Let me say this as well. That, even before we go into this video, because we could fucking do a little bit of rape dicks on this right now. We haven't done rape dicks in a while. You know, Shannon, let's rape dick it up. Is Andrew Cuomo even guilty of these atrocities?
Rape. All I know is ball, good, and rape.
Rape! Got a rape ticket. So what I see already, just in Exhibit A, is that he is at some sort of function and he's right next to his daughter. His daughter's within earshot. That means there's not much rapey going on. Mm-hmm. Nobody's raping in front of their daughter.
Well, yeah, it's a comment. The footage isn't of him raping someone.
You don't know the way 2021 works.
Have you seen? I haven't seen it.
This guy is a rapist.
I think it's a comment.
He's allegedly a rapist. Okay, you don't understand the way that the times are.
Okay,
so let's see.
Will you eat the whole sandwich?
I will eat the whole sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay. Who made
sausage?
I can eat the whole sandwich.
It wasn't like this 15, 20 years ago. It was when Rick Lazio did.
He's looking around.
Make sure he's safe.
He's thinking about the comment. What is it? This is so far, nothing's really happening. He's eating. Looks like it.
Oh, thank you.
Said, here's my wiener.
I don't know if I should eat the whole sausage in front of you, but I'm definitely going to eat it.
Time out. She made the inappropriate comment. He just said, I want to see you eat the whole sausage.
It's not done yet.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Shannon, wait. Time out. As of right now, with the evidence that I've seen.
Innocent.
This guy, he's done nothing. She said, you can eat the whole thing. She's like, yeah. And he goes, I want to see you eat the whole sausage. Now, hold on. You're right. She did instigate it. You're right. Mm-hmm.
This man is being railroaded.
Well, then she says, she was like, I'm not going to eat it in front of you. That is, she was being sexual there.
Negative.
It is inconclusive whether he was being inappropriate. At the best case scenario, inconclusive. For her, she took it that way and threw the rape volley back right at him. Mm-hmm. She raped him.
Mm.
This woman raped Andrew Cuomo.
I've been there.
Why was she filming him too?
I don't know. Two cameras, too.
It just seems like they're at an event.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No excuses.
Hell yeah.
He said after you swallow this one, I got another one for you.
My daughter, Michaela.
Hello. Michaela, find out how old she is. Michaela's a hot puzzle. Michaela's a hot chick name, too. Like, if you... He's a little bit of an old perv. Nobody wants their daughter to be a hot bitch, except for old pervs.
Oh,
Michaela Cuomo. Let's see some pics of Michaela Cuomo.
Yeah,
as long as she's
the younger one. She's 23.
Oh, she's my age.
I like it even more. I'm just for you a fuck, doggy. She's 19 here,
right?
Maybe even 18. Who knows what time of year this is? Mm-hmm. We don't even know.
Sick.
Wow,
six.
Fresh meat.
Your rapey calendar.
What?
Your rapey calendar's going off.
I'm sorry. Like... It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder what bucket was.
Look, first of all, if he's a rapist, his daughter, you know, I'd say what I was about to say.
What?
I was going to say his daughter deserves to
if he's a rapist,
sexually harassed.
She should get his karma.
No. She shouldn't get his karma. But, you know, nobody would care. So good. Continue.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on this side. Huh?
Wait, yeah. Can I take a selfie with you while I eat my sandwich?
She's a whore.
Yo, she's a pig slut.
Yeah,
and she's trying to look.
Yeah, there's too much sausage in that picture.
Ugh, there's like too much sausage in that
picture. Pause it.
He is looking very.
He's being
excited,
accused
though.
Of being a dumb guinea.
Yeah, that's it. That's what he is. He's just a dumb
he's a
fucking guinea.
Dumb Italian.
You saw it, like they tried it. Giuliani. He told the story on one of those shows, and he was talking about how he was golfing, and then some female golfer was there. I guess. And he was talking about how the paparazzi were trying to take pictures up her skirt. And it was just sort of a dumb guinea story. It's like you just, as a politician, you don't really speak that way. But it's just a dumb fucking wop. That's all it is.
Yeah, they're classless people.
Yeah, they're fucking...
They don't understand what the cameras are filming.
At this point, he would have to take her head and smash it into that sandwich for me to care.
Yeah, so does it go on, Shannon? Is there more to this?
A little, just a little bit.
She's hot, though. The chick's cute.
Her hair's really dry.
How can it's?
Right. I can tell.
Does he grab the back of her head? If he doesn't grab the back of her head, there's nothing wrong here.
That's right. That's now your thing. Not only do you have to eat the sausage,
that's
but you
all,
have to.
That's part of the being the governor, right?
Learning well, there is a course when you get elected to office. They have a course called Eating on Camera.
And he's funny.
So funny.
While talking to colleagues.
Don't do it. I haven't passed that course yet.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
What?
Wow.
She being accused of.
What was the title? Yeah.
I guess that was a little cherry on top of the sexual harassment
right.
things.
Right. Just showing that.
This is who this guy is.
Who he really is.
First of all, we're all adults here, right. Okay? Except for his young teenage daughter. But she's almost there.
I thought he was going to take something.
She's almost there.
She's an adult now, right?
She's an adult now. Yeah. But the reality is, we're all adults. Even if he was having a little bit of, you know, innuendo or, you know.
No. Men have been completely castrated. You're not allowed to look at us, talk to us, flirt with us. We all hate you.
Look, you're not going to be a good governor if you can't try to get some pussy. What do you want me to say?
You gotta be persuasive, right?
Not even just persuasive. You're just trying to achieve a certain level of greatness. Mm-hmm. You're trying to have a big dick attitude,
part
right?
Part of being a great man is getting pussy,
yes.
Right? Isn't that a major component to it? Isn't that why you guys do a lot of what you do, why you try to achieve and be successful?
If you think you should lead the free world, do you think one piece of pussy is enough for you for life?
Yeah. No, we're saying being able to get pussy, right?
No, we're talking about ambitious men.
Yeah.
And if you are so, you have to be a narcissist to be any level of politician.
Of course.
And if you're a politician, you probably, one woman is not going to be enough for you.
You probably want to.
You think you should be in charge of all the things.
Well, yeah.
The things, and by the things he means women.
What were some of the things that he's been accused of saying to his staffers, Shannon?
Hold on.
Let's see.
I hope that poker thing was right. Or I just read it on Twitter.
Blah, 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 blah. When she was alone with the governor, who is this? Who's the chick? Mrs. Bennett.
Charlotte Bennett. Of them is running for office, right? That's like a thing. Like one
X8.
Of them.
Eight.
She's also not as hot as the chick that he was 25. Just sexually harassing with the sausage. So we're going to have to. It does mean something to me. It means how much he really meant these words. If she's way hotter, he meant it. If he right. just sort of half meant it because she's half hot.
What?
So, look, this don't hit the player, hit the game. This is just the way it works when we rape dick.
But.
So, Mr. Cuomo asked her if she thought age made a difference in sexual or in romantic relationships, remarks she took as overtures to a sexual relationship. I understood that the governor wanted to sleep with me and felt horribly uncomfortable and scared, Ms. Bennett told the Times, and was wondering how I was going to get out of it and assumed it was the end of my job. Just so you know, let me explain something to fucking women.
That's why I can't.
Let me explain something to fucking women.
Shannon?
This is retarded.
I'm listening.
You're scared because you realize that a man wanted to sleep with you. Boo fucking who. Welcome to life. This is life. If you're an attractive woman, men want to sleep with you.
Or that lady.
Or if you're a weird bird face lady, sometimes older men that are having issues seeing want to sleep with you.
That's great.
The reality is, you know, this is part of life. If you're attractive, if you just in general... Yeah, people are going to throw that vibe. 99.9% of the time, you feel complimented. You go like, "Oh, that's awesome." If you're the person,
speak for women.
I'm telling you though, most Karen, I'm speaking for. I mean, I'm a human. I don't see sex or gender. Right. I'm bisexual.
Okay.
So
likewise,
that means he sleeps with two girls at the same time.
Legend. Most people feel like with what she was like. I can tell the government wants to sleep with me, and he was talking about relationships, right? So. Maybe it is slightly inappropriate, but I'm friends with everybody here. Dylan just told me about a girl that he hooked up with recently. She's outside saying how much he liked this chick, right? I didn't look at it as an inappropriate conversation. When Shannon tells us stories about, even off air, she's dating somebody. How many times, Shannon, you've been talking about personal stuff, or I've talked about personal stuff, where I talk about my girlfriend, or...
All right, it's a slightly different environment.
No, it's not a different environment.
It's been running the government.
No, it isn't. This is more important, in my opinion. Laughter is medicine. Government is not medicine.
Right.
Thank you, Jared.
Government distributes the medicine.
Shut the fuck up, dude. They don't distribute my laughter.
they cancel.
I hate you. I agree with you entirely, by the way.
Fuck with me, Zach. I'll crush you. Crush your soul. I'm just saying that if you can tell somebody wants to sleep with you.
Why is Eric putting on my jacket?
I don't know.
Maybe he thinks it's his.
Maybe he's really alphaing you right now.
That'd be hilarious.
He's making eye contact with you while he does that.
He's going to piss on it.
Is that Jared's jacket that you're wearing?
Don't worry.
He said no, it's not.
Doesn't matter. You can have it.
It's his.
Do we have the same coat?
I'll get you a new one, Jared.
I guess. No, it's definitely mine.
The thing with that,
I mean, you know, he's three times your size, Jared.
I know. Oh no,
this is my jacket.
Oh, you guys have twins.
I was asking you if you wanted something from Sonny and Annie's.
Oh, me?
Yes,
I would love.
No, that's totally
101.
That's totally my jacket.
101.
No, I'm gonna wait because I'm intermittent fasting again. I can't eat until 1, so I don't want to be.
Do you want to get it now in preparation?
Preparation.
Preparation.
Is that what you say anytime you're preparing food? You say preparation.
Okay. Eric is very tired.
Would you mind taking my jacket off?
Eric, Jared said, your jacket. This is his jacket.
He's going to have to come in here and rape me.
Wow.
What's happening?
This is my jacket.
This is the way I teach my employees.
What's happening?
You fucking, I like this, Eric.
Our secretary
don't tread on me. Don't tread on me.
I saw his arms and his tattoos.
Dude, our former Marine
that's how you
secretary
met.
Is making you look a like veteran. A bitch right now.
I mean, he would have made me look like a bitch if I was standing next to him.
With that being said, how many creams you take in your coffee?
No cream until after... Oh, you're talking about him.
I'll take a bacon.
Do you want me to get the sandwich in preparation for like...
Number 101 on a spinach wrap, but if you could order it at like, you know, 12:30-ish.
I'm getting the vaccine today.
Yeah, you haven't filled my Venmo request from 2 weeks ago. Just letting you. No pressure.
Why do people do this?
No pressure.
Let me say this. Let me make this
point.
Hey,
the man, Lewis.
Let me make this point.
Are you broke? You have a little cash flow problem?
Why wouldn't you just... I've had... 100 conversations with Eric. Why wouldn't he just half an hour ago be like, oh, dude, can you fill my Venmo request?
It crossed my mind. No pressure.
Because it's a fucking, you know what I wish crossed your mind? A bullet.
No pressure.
I wish a fucking bullet crushed your mind in Iraq or wherever
pressure.
The fuck you served.
No pressuration.
I wish you got murdered by a bunch of Ahmed Ahmeds.
We know you pay your debts back on time.
I am like a Lannister.
Yes,
I fuck
are.
My sister. I mean, I pay my debts every time. I'm crushing it today. I'm really good at comedy.
I love you, buddy.
Love you, pal. All you have to do is ask me. I owe Dylan like $500 to my Twitch. You don't see him bringing it up on air. Thank you, Dylan. I owe Shannon $100 right now. I think it was Zach.
You owe me a lot.
Everybody. Listen to me. I'm not paying you. From now on, whoever mentions it on air, it's a 1 month.
Why don't I pay everybody who you owe, and then you'll just owe me?
Ooh, you'll take my debt?
Absolutely.
Like a debt consolidation company?
Absolutely. I'll bring it up every fucking day. Morning, buddy. You still owe me money.
I like
that's
it.
That's his jacket.
No, it's not.
But you guys have the same jacket.
It is his jacket. He just realized it.
Look at the arms on Eric. Damn. You should try to make yours like that, Louis.
Did you see me beat the shit out of Eric on my fight journal?
Yeah, but he has one eye shut.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. Okay. So the point I'm making, listen.
What?
This girl, that's a benign conversation about relationships.
100%.
If you're in you're right. It's a governor's office. It's a little bit different. Okay. But listen, that's not like he's not making the same jokes I'm making with Shannon. He's not fucking being obnoxious and over the top.
I know.
He's having a somewhat, whatever conversation.
Grown up?
Grown up conversation.
Infantilizing women herself.
Hell yeah.
She's doing it. She's making women weak and stupid. Like, we don't know how to fucking talk to men.
Well, I think we already are.
Now, if
was
you,
the strip
Louis
poker
heard infantilized
real?
And right, immediately we're thought I was talking about her becoming younger.
So he's making these, he's having these conversations. You have 1,000 conversations a day with these people. You work with them every single day. If you become friends with these people, these are just sort of whatever conversations. Right. If that scares you, if that you're like, I could tell that he wants to sleep with me, and that scared me.
Then you got to stay home.
Yeah. You're fucked in the head. If that scares you. Now, like, if he was being really inappropriate and was threatening, yeah, obviously that's fucking crazy. But that's not what that was. What else did he say? I'm not a fan. I don't know if Andrew Cuomo's a right wing guy as a member of the alt right Proud Boys. I don't know whether or not I should support this guy. I can't tell. I don't know what he is.
White power.
What do you mean? He
White power.
Fought for it.
Is he a Democrat or is he a Republican?
He's a Democrat.
He's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. See, I don't want to defend this guy as an alt-right guy. Okay,
The savior of the city, like, you know,
was
during
he?
All this.
Didn't he get like a Nobel?
I think he got nominated. Something. He was giving great speeches. They were heartfelt. I felt them.
As a proud New Yorker, I'm not a fan.
As a proud boy, I am. I like his
fourth level
work. Fourth level proud boy, doggy. Dude, I'm almost fifth level.
Seems like he's coming around.
I have to just finish hollowing out an Asian person's skull for my grandmaster's mantle.
That is very hot right now.
Become a fifth level proud boy. So, what else did he say, Shannon? Give me more.
So there's a story about him saying, "Let's play strip poker."
Let me see.
It's a whole article.
Can you just pull the quote up? Maybe pull up the quote.
No, it's a whole story. So there's a couple of them. This girl, Lindsay Boylan, she put up on Twitter.
She's
like,
running for office.
Yeah, so she put this up on Twitter.
Let me see a picture.
Today she's telling her story.
Is she hot?
Nah, she's like a big Irish chick.
Let me see.
She's not big, but she's like moose-ish.
Oh, the governor wanted to bless her poker.
She's not
with
like
me.
Irish. She's like American-Irish.
I know what you mean. Like St. Patrick's Day parade trash.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see a picture.
She
of
put
Lindsay
an
Brown.
Ad out about, you know, fixing the city and stuff.
While he's looking that up, I can tell you what his response is to the allegations against him.
Good.
He says,
"Hey, forget about it. Hey,
I shoved my pepperoni up her ass. It's a joke."
Good.
He said he never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm. Said that he was joking with an attempt to add levity and banter to serious business. And he says, quote, "I now understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal and that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended. I acknowledge some of the things I have said may have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. To the extent anyone felt that way, I am truly sorry about that."
Look at Shannon's tits while she reads that.
If men can't hit on women like in the workplace, I feel like they're just going to internalize it and start really raping behind closed doors.
You're right. They need to let it out a little bit. Let the air out of the tires.
I mean, this is her.
I love how it was a joke until they said no.
This chick, oh, she's not bad.
Right.
She's not bad.
Yeah.
Pasty Irish bitch.
Pasty.
No lips.
Oh, Andrew Cuomo, get away from me. It's too much.
But she put out like a video. That's the thing that's kind of fishy about it, though, right? Like, she's trying to get elected and like throwing him under the bus for some reason, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, look, these are all. What did she say? What did he say about strip poker? Hey, look, you know, if you wanna take humor out of the workplace, you want to take. I guess it's fine, but you really can't. I understand. If I had a regular fucking job, I would have to play by those regular person rules. But my assumption is that he is.
That was gross.
You know, he's a fucking older dude who's super comfortable with his staff. Guys, you want to not have a fucking conversation with each other while we're having a conversation?
I'm listening to you.
It's a little weird. But you're speaking into microphones and that the audience is listening to you guys have a separate conversation about pouring coffee into a cup. It's not even like it's another more interesting conversation. If it was, I would fucking bow down. I'd be like, you know what? They're take over, guys.
Sorry, Lewis.
Take over. Is this an episode of Only? Is that what you do on OnlyFans?
I'm sorry, Lewis.
You guys are talking, and then some other people start yapping like a fucking crossed, fucking phone connection.
Thanks for having us.
Remember that? You guys remember cordless phones? You would sometimes be able to hear your neighbors' conversations.
No, I'm not a million years old.
Sounds like that's what you do now.
I am, and I remember that.
You remember that? Yeah. So my neighbor, I don't want to say his name, but he was right next door to me. He actually killed himself. But he was, dude, it was such a fucking, almost like hilariously sad conversation because he was dating this chick and he was just like on the phone with her and he was having like a heartfelt like, oh, dude, we were maybe in the 8th or 9th grade. And he was just like, he was crying because he thought he was ugly.
She was like agreeing with him?
No, she was really hot. She was like a really hot chick. He was kind of like whatever it was. He would date like hot chicks, but he was like, he had like really bad acne. He was just kind of a, dude, he was a goofy looking motherfucker. Dude, this kid was not attractive. And he was on the phone with her just hysterically crying, being like, I'm ugly. I know I'm ugly. She's like, no, you're not, baby. You're so beautiful. And it was just fucking, and I just remember, I could never look at this kid the same again after that.
How much older was he than you?
Maybe a year. Yeah, it was fucking just wild.
When did he kill himself?
Right after I told everyone about that phone call.
Oh, wait, actually?
I took audio tape and I released it on the school intercom. I did. No, I didn't.
Right. I never told him. That's a legendary move. But.
I never told him. But so anything else that the governor said?
Yeah, so the story goes, like, I guess they're on, like, a plane. She just sat down. Cuomo walks up to her, and he just goes, let's play strip poker. And she goes, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, kind of sarcastically. And then it's just, like, what happens. I hate to fucking inject my fucking opinion, but it's, like, something gets said, and then it's just, like, and I felt scared and pressed. And, like, how do you make a fucking 3-page article about this? Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah, Dylan. I like it.
If we red-pilled Dylan.
Yeah.
We
red-pilled Dylan, dude. Dylan was a fucking straight up. Dylan was black when he started this job. And he's slowly becoming a white supremacist. I really appreciate that, Dylan. You're still dressing like your old self, but. Yeah, this is all stupid.
I feel like most people, even like I feel like my mom would feel the same way about this. You know what I mean? Like, none of this seems real.
Everyone, nobody cares. If you're scared of people hitting on you, then you need to go to see a therapist. That's what's going on. Like, if you are scared of noticing that men are attracted to you, noticing men gawking at you, you need to go to a therapist. That is an irrational fear.
It's a victim complex.
I think it's more empowering to be confident in yourself and be able to joke about your body and other people's bodies. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's me.
How about just go, ugh, no.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
Say something back. I don't know. Have a personality.
Have a conversation. Say, hey, you know what? That joke made me feel, that joke I felt was inappropriate. Didn't make me feel comfortable.
Sure.
And then he fucking has to reflect on that. And then maybe he changes. Okay. But you internalize it. You wait 6 years to get fucking media attention for it. And how many other victims has he left in his path because this bitch didn't speak up?
With his bad jokes.
With his terrible fucking jokes.
Some people just want to be seen.
Karen.
Every human wants to be heard and seen.
Right.
Not these bitches. Not these bitches. Not these sad bitches.
It's conniving. It's
I got called defensive the other day because I was after my show. We had a photographer and we were walking down the street and these two people were walking by like drunk and they're like, oh, look, a photographer. I was like, sorry, we don't photograph ugly. And she was like, what? What'd you just say to me?
You called a stranger ugly?
I think it was your speech impediment. She couldn't hear understand you.
And the guy loved it. The girl was very offended because she was very ugly.
I would beat your ass if I was that guy.
He called your girl ugly?
Call my fucking girl ugly?
We don't put a
I call both of them ugly.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right, whatever. It's a non-issue.
It's a non-issue. We talked about for 15 minutes.
So.
Our coffee was more interesting.
Indian man gets stabbed to death by a rooster after attaching a knife to his leg in an illegal cockfight. 45-year-old Indian man Fangula Satish has attached a 3-inch knife to the rooster's leg for an illegal cockfight. After arming the bird fluttered in a panic and stabbed Satish in the groin, causing him to bleed out and die. Tell me we have video of this.
Please.
Tell me we have video of this.
Hold on. I'm trying to find it.
Where is this?
In India.
In India. That's illegal over there? Cockfights?
Yeah, I think they're illegal everywhere, right? Yeah. Are they illegal in the States?
No, definitely. No way. Not. Why? Yeah.
It's animal abuse.
Right.
I guess. But having animals abuse each other.
Yeah, but they arm them.
With razors.
I mean.
Razors on there.
I guess it can't be organized.
They don't put them on their fucking forearms. Don't they put them between their toes?
Oh, I thought they put them like here because they kick.
Cocks?
I just got back from Puerto Rico. No, I think...
You were a ring card girl?
I tried. I was too old.
She's like, oh, I didn't know it was these cocks.
You have to understand how funny Karen being a ring card girl at a cockfight is. It's just the perfect job for you, Karen.
Thank you. If anyone's listening.
That would be really funny if it was the other cocks.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we have like a recreation of the fight that ensued.
Let's see.
Recreation.
Oh.
There we go. See, this is what happened. They failed at my bit of pulling up the wrong video.
Right.
They tried to do the thing where I said pull up the wrong video, and they you know, like, this is how great I am. Like, we have to preemptively go through these notes, and I will tell you which wrong video to pull up. You know,
funny.
I would have had two Doesn't guys slapping each other's out? Dicks was, at each other. That's what
set
I would have.
To the chicken dance.
Yeah.
Stamp, 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 stamp.
Come on, guys. Get with it.
So I would assume it hit him in that you have an artery in your inner thigh that's like almost instant death if it gets cut, right?
Really?
I just remember in Hannibal, he kills a guy. He's got like a claw knife in the book. And he's walking up the street, and the guy goes to take his watch, and he just slips him, like, from the top of his knee to his groin. Ooh. And you bleed out, like, immediately from that. Because I think it's, like, the main artery. One of your main arteries. So I would assume he just got stabbed in that.
Delivering all the blood to his cock.
Cockfights are... I don't know. Let's watch a cockfight. I don't know if I've ever watched one. We could definitely watch a cockfight.
It's the femoral artery, by the way.
Thank you.
Femoral artery. There we go. Let's watch an actual cockfight. I would love to see.
Would you watch a dog fight?
No, but I did read a book that broke down like how dog fighting is not that bad. It was whatever your name is, Sharon.
But aren't you used to saying my name? Why is it so hard?
What is the bit that I'm dating a girl with the same name?
I don't know. Well, yeah, you can't say my name for some reason. You keep calling me Sharon. Should I respond to Sharon from now on?
No, you shouldn't. No, I read this book about...
What's funny is the last three girl comedians he's dated to the initials are KKK. Yeah. Chris from Brooklyn said that to me and it really got me.
That's funny.
You have to understand... none of you guys are funny. You all have AIDS. How about that? Fuck all of you.
I don't know. All these female comics, seems like you're trying to fuck funny into yourself.
Oh.
That's not how that works. You fuck funny into them. Out of them. Whatever
it is. I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah. So, Shannon, no, the book that I read talked about how dog fighting was like in their blood. Like, these dogs, they want to fight each other. It's not like...
Oh, I thought you meant black guys. For hundreds of years, they've been dogs.
We train them to not fight each other and to not attack each other. But he was like, if you put two pit bulls just in a cage and never had them interact with another dog and then release them on each other, they would fucking attack each other.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, they're like purpose. And it was a book about sort of like the fight. And they went through like different countries and different styles of fights. Karen's got to go masturbate right now. She started dog fighting. Good. Hell yeah, Karen. Good job. So that when I read that chapter of that book, it did sort of make me like, like, at the very least, understand how it wasn't as fucked up and brutal as some people might make it seem. But it's still kind of fucked up.
I'd love to see a cockfight.
I just think they need to kill all pit bulls, just in general. I've said that for a long time. Yeah, pit bulls are terrible beasts that attack children regularly. Awful dogs.
Not a big dog guy.
Yeah.
So I would love to see
it. What did I have you look up a cockfight? Yeah, look, pull it up. Ready? Let's see.
That's what.
Well, do you have a chicken song at least?
Just when I thought I wasn't on by
it,
guys.
Still worked, by the way.
So jealous, by the way.
That's what Karen was the ring card such a for.
Those two nice full pieces. Like,
well, that was fucking crazy, dude. I would cockfight. If I had that big of a dick, I would challenge every man to a cockfight. Dude, that legitimately still worked, even though I told you the fucking bit. I actually wanted to watch a chicken fight. Yeah. I really did.
That was funny.
That was fucking hilarious.
I want them to wrap their cocks around each other and just go, Wonder Twin Powers, unite.
You ever seen? I haven't seen. It would have been funny if he. Never mind.
Oh, shit. All right, let's see some actual chicken fights, please.
Moment, please.
No problem, Shannon.
Yeah, I think it's the main problem with it is that they put the razors on them. And, like, that's. Yeah, it's fucking brutal, dude.
Do they always put the razors on them?
No, but I think that's how, like, the big that's ones are. Sick.
Please take no action as illegal cockfights.
That's. Ooh. Oh my God.
Yeah, now kill listen, each other.
Do I 100% want to go watch this?
I got the
this?
Black one.
I would watch this in a heartbeat, but I could jump higher.
I'm good.
That's a bone in his claw.
I would watch
that. I love that there's no like cage. Yeah, like they just like, they form the circle around it and just move with it.
They can't afford a cage.
I mean, wouldn't these cocks just fight each other?
Well, yeah, because they're all supposed to have their own hens. They're not supposed to hang out together. They're supposed to.
So the only thing they're doing wrong is they're putting two chickens near each other. Come on now, doggy.
They're putting razor blades on their feet.
No, no, not all. Just
how. Oh, Shannon, you know what? I'm going to send you a video right now. Dude, are you a member of the Legion of Skanks fan page?
No, what, on Facebook?
Yeah.
No.
Fuck. Take over. I have to send you this fucking video. It's... Let me just tell you what it is, Shannon. Zach, take over for a second. I gotta show, dude. This is my favorite video I've ever seen in my entire life, literally, and I really mean this. So hold on one second.
So I grew up in I grew up near a real like Spanish part in Jersey. Mm-hmm. So you would see roosters in garbage bags,
oh my God,
strewn on the street, and it was either for magic shit, like when they cut their throats and say spells, or they were like remnants of cockfights.
Oh my God!
So my Uncle Angelo's fucking nuts. And he's driving a pickup truck. He's going down the road in North Bergen, where all that shit happens. And he sees like 8 Mexican dudes chasing a chicken that was definitely their like cockfighting.
Gold one, the golden.
Like that. And right. It's probably like 10 feet in front of him.
Yosh.
And he pulls up, opens his truck door, and the chicken just jumped in the passenger seat. And he closed it and drove off.
That's fucking so great.
With 8 Mexicans chasing him. That's and it lived in his backyard for like 2 months.
Aww. Oh, you should have fucking sold it.
Okay, this is literally, and I
perfectly
mean this,
timed, by the way.
Really
literally, the best video I've ever seen in my entire life. I've never seen a better video.
If this is not a video of you fucking caring.
I know.
I really mean this. You gotta have volume.
I was saying you missed the great cockfight before.
Hey, this is a real ass rapper right here. This is a real homie right here. Look, homie done passed away, and he ain't leaving this side. Hey, homie. I know it probably hurts, bro. We gotta get out the road, G. Get out the road. I know.
Oh, he's gonna fuck the corpse, isn't he?
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh man, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I didn't do it. Just know I didn't do it, G.
No, I didn't do it.
Man, I'm sorry, homie. Fuck, bro.
He's definitely gonna fuck it.
Homie side, bro. Oh man, that's sad, G. Fuck, that's sad.
Oh no. Oh, he's going.
You were savage, my nigga. That's
how you were savage, my nigga.
That's how fast I'll be going.
Oh my fucking God.
So bunnies can be negrophiliacs.
That is reminiscent of mine and Lewis's
you
sex life.
Negrophiliacs? Karen's a negrophiliac.
He's from Staten Island.
Karen's got negrophilia.
If you don't call this episode negrophiliacs.
Oh my God. That video is the best thing I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. I can't handle how funny that is. He starts fucking the rabbit.
It's literally what would be a hilarious video? A rabbit fucking a dead rabbit. What would make it funnier? Black commentary.
That was it. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Oh no, he was savage.
So, we give an update on Lady Gaga's dog. The dogs have been found, but the culprits have not. It's also believed that it's not a targeted attack.
They just stole random dogs
And shot a guy over them. I mean, I guess they're fucking expensive shit. French bulldogs are worth a few $1,000s.
Did they collect the ransom that she put up though?
Probably.
Did
not.
Somebody?
So she said that she was in the process of sending. She said she she's in the process of sending the $500,000 to the woman because the police feel she didn't have anything to do with it, and she just found the dogs about a couple of miles away from.
Bullshit!
Where they
I'd press that bitch so hard. I'd question the shit out of that bitch.
Here's what happened. These guys were like, yo, we gotta go rob that guy, take his right. dogs. We're gonna sell these dogs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they saw who
I bet they
it
were
was.
Knew they were gone.
Well,
they
I don't think they did. They shot the guy because she offered $500,000 reward. So if that's the case, then they were supposed to get out of it what they're supposed to get out of it. They shot this guy because he was struggling and wouldn't let the dogs go, right? And then they see on the news that, holy shit, these are Lady Gaga's dogs. And it is a fucking international news story now.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're going to go to fucking prison. They're not going to
get rid of these dogs.
Let's get rid of these fucking dogs. Yeah. And they just let them go.
But that lady had nothing to say. They just wound up in her yard or something.
No, so they were tied onto a pole in an alley.
A Polish person.
So wait, they had no idea it was Lady Gaga's dogs, or that's just what?
We don't know. They were assuming, the cops said they don't believe that they thought that it was a targeted attack.
Yeah, because they said that he was walking in a very highly populated area prior to, so there were a lot of people around, and then walked to like a quieter area. So he believes that somebody saw like the breed of the dogs and then followed him.
I would just rather fucking steal a car than like somebody's dogs. You assume that this isn't a dog walker. You assume this is a guy and he loves these dogs. Like, if somebody tried to steal sport from me, I'm going to fucking fight that person. I'm going to fight that person.
Really? You don't even like sport.
I know, but it's mine. They don't know that I don't love my dog. So I start getting myself worked up. I'm like, you don't know how much I fucking don't love this dog.
Yeah.
What if I really love this dog, you fucking pussy?
You don't know what you got until it's gone. Right.
It's like when you're walking down the street with a chick that's not your chick, like it's not your girlfriend, and then some guy hits on her. And you're like, well, you don't know that it's not my girlfriend. You're just disrespecting me.
Right.
So that's what would get me going. I was like, they're disrespecting me. They don't know that I don't love my dog.
Yep. I gotcha.
You got it. So that's what happened with these guys. And they freaked out. And that was that. Do you think they'll catch the guys?
No. License plate from that video. I guess they probably shitty security footage.
And nobody cared about this guy being shot. We still.
Lady Gaga literally said, no questions asked.
No questions asked.
Yeah. So like, blah, blah, blah.
White girls and their dogs.
What, is there an update on the dog walker?
He's dead.
He's expected to fully recover from the chest wounds.
It's a chest wound. Dude, they were trying to kill this guy. I knew it wasn't the arm. Oh, no.
Oh.
That's actually Lady Gaga in a new outfit. There it is.
But the dogs are fine.
So they're hiring.
Oh, look at this guy. We mocked him so much on this show. It was excellent. Absolutely excellent. Go listen to the latest episode of Real Ass Podcast with Dan Soder and Ian Fidance, where we spent a half an hour making fun of this guy being shot. So he's alive, though. At least he's going to recover, and we don't have to feel bad about it. So shout out to that guy. Let's see. 31-year-old woman refuses to shave mustache and unibrow. She says it helps vet out love interests. 31-year-old Eldina Jagangjak of Copenhagen, Denmark, decided to stop plucking in March of 2020, and she feels it's unfair men are able to walk around unshaven without judgment. She feels it helps keep out any conservative potential suitors, and feels she gets more of a positive comment than negative. Oh my! Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
She has a pretty face.
That's
if you
the
shave
thing
that.
Too.
If you pluck it.
She has
big, pretty eyes. Look at her.
That was her.
Bomb.
Oh, gorgeous. She was a smoke show before.
So
she was hot before, and then she fucking happened. Let this.
She got molested.
I can see through the bushes.
Wait a minute. Women will grow mustaches? No.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Some women.
No, not like that.
Look at Jared's.
That is fucking disgusting. The eyebrows, I mean, look, a pair of bushy-ass eyebrows can be hot on a chick.
Mm.
Yeah,
Full eyebrows are chic. This is one eyebrow.
No, but I can look at that and be like, all right, Allah Akbar, bitch. Right. The mustache.
Yeah, the mustache.
You got to kiss that
what
fucking
what does downstairs
thing.
Look like?
Oh no! Well, you figure she's got to have a big old fucking bush, right? Oh,
yeah. If
have you
ever seen her face? She's not shaving her other.
And if she has that much facial hair, look how goofy she looks.
I bet her pussy's nuts.
Right?
She's still kind of hot.
It's all up on the thighs.
I've definitely fucked way worse.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's her when she's done up with a little bit of makeup on.
Seems like the eyebrows are pretty close.
Yeah.
Oh man, she'll meet a mate. There's a guy who is so into that, you know. He'll probably want to like brush her stashes at night.
I would take her head and put it in a bucket of wax. Right. I would fucking hold it there. Yeah, every bit she would have no hair.
Yeah, after you could nair her in her sleep.
That
she would
true.
Look like you.
Yes. Yes, I would. That's a great idea. You can go do it in her sleep, though. You like you're baptizing an adult.
Right.
You take her fucking dump her backwards into it. Dump her whole body in. She comes out.
You don't want to wax her whole face off. You're just trying to do a specific spots.
What would you rather? That much hair or no hair at all? I'd rather no hair at all.
You'd like a shaven eyebrow person?
That's
gonna look like an alien.
I
guess new Karen kind of looks like that.
Wow, new Karen.
Dylan loves it.
New Karen, don't fucking.
Just kidding. Relax.
By definition, old Karen, get
yeah,
to
that's
you.
Fine. Tall Bart, he said that.
No, he said, we call her young Karen.
You said same new, joke. No, really? You're going to make that
What's
big
the opposite
difference?
Of new, you stupid bitch?
I know that. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Classic. Karen Classic.
Fucking Karen.
What?
Can I have another coffee, please? It's a little bit. Cold at this point. God damn it, Dylan. Oh man, I'm getting hungry now.
Here's a lady with no hair.
Yeah, okay. More attractive than the other one.
She's pretty hot though.
She looks like the guy from REM.
I really like her eyes.
Yeah, she's not bad. She's an attractive girl. Didn't they say that back in the day? You could tell a girl attractive how attractive a girl is if she could have like really short hair or no hair. Mm. What was the joke you were gonna make?
Not okay.
I don't know.
She was, yep.
A lot of tension in this room.
I'd smash. I would smash that chick. Why not?
The Conehead girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would.
All right.
Come right on the top of her bald head.
The girl from Coneheads was hot.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Who was the girl from Coneheads? Who was that actress? Pull up the bitch from Coneheads.
The mom?
No, the daughter.
The daughter, yeah.
The daughter was cute.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Paco.
Good guy. Stinks at poker.
Oh, Paco stinks at poker? Yeah. He got his ass beat?
Take his money all the time.
We were going to play poker this weekend with Harrington, and Harrington's good at poker.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's a liar. Yeah, he's not good.
No, we
Jared,
played.
Get him, Jared.
We played poker with Harrington, and he beat everybody. Harrington
Jared's a really good poker player.
Okay, so you're particularly
good. I'm all right. Karen's not good either.
I stink.
I brought her to our poker spot once, and she embarrassed me.
I embarrassed
What's
Jared.
The poker? Is it like a real
a
poker,
penthouse.
Like an underground
yeah,
poker spot?
Penthouse, yeah. If you want, because
if it was a bunch of nerd comedians, I'll just rob the place.
That's what it is.
I literally just fucking be like, okay, Sean Donnelly, yoink. Fuck out of here. Are you out of your mind?
Jacob Williams is always there.
Jacob Williams is so fun.
She looks better as a Conehead.
She way looks better as a Conehead.
She does. That's so weird.
Leaps and bounds better as a Conehead. I thought she was hot when I was a kid. I remember being very attracted to the Conehead girl.
That's so
weird. I never
weird.
Realized how important eyebrows are until you see it.
So, yeah, I mean, look, that is truly disgusting, that chick. She needs to fucking shave herself. Oh, Amber Heard. Was she fired from Aquaman or was she not fired from Aquaman?
She was not fired from
Aquaman. Oh.
It was debunked.
No justice, no peace.
That's crazy.
What'd she do?
I was excited about her being fired. And I'm not a cancel culture guy, but she's a fucking crazy bitch.
What'd she do?
Shit on Johnny Depp's
she
bed.
She shit on Johnny Depp's bed.
Like, so? Literally?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, there's pictures of it. She's like a dump. Yeah. Like
well, I think the reason that guys are sort of like wanting to see her go down is because Johnny Depp got fired from everything. And it was just like, all right, but you know she was just a crazy bitch. She forced his hand.
I think they both were hotheads.
Yeah, I know. They really were. They probably would have
I think they were snorting lines of hot every night.
They would do drugs, they'd get all fucked up, and they would fucking have wild sex, they would get into fights and break things and shit on each other's furniture. I mean, what a fucking crazy relationship. That was like me and you when we dated Karen. We had the same...
I don't remember that.
I know, because we were on drugs the whole time.
So many times.
Me and Karen's relationship was very much like Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, I imagine, except we had no money at all.
And it was Lewis pooping in my bed.
Yeah, it was true.
Your bedroom is the park.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Jared. You let her know. You fucking let her know.
I pay you.
Yellow Paco in the chat. This is Paco says, Jared sucks at poker, but not as much as his comedy. Wow.
Paco.
Wow.
I love it.
Should
I pull up these messages of Paco?
Ooh. I don't know what's happening. Right. I think it's hilarious.
He's a good guy.
It's electric.
Okay. We got a few more minutes here. I got to go to a meeting in a few. And I have to eat a sandwich first. So, sexual predator trying to meet up with a 15-year-old girl escapes in a tiny car. What is this?
Oh, please don't be me. Please don't be me.
Zach really just cool. Sitting in a tiny
car. Be in a zip car? Do you find something humorous about the size of my automobile?
What is this, Dylan? Give me some information. All
right, this is a video of this guy meeting up. He pretended to be a 15-year-old girl. So, like, you know, these guys, this is this new thing of people, like, you know, doing it themselves. Crying. So he meets up with this guy. I don't know. This is a funny video. I want to skip around.
Actually, explain it. Because you don't want to explain. You fell apart. You unconfident dickhead.
People have been doing videos where they kind of do the catch a predator deal.
Okay.
And they're catfishing dudes saying that they're young girls. And then videotaping what happens when the guy comes to meet what he thinks is a girl.
We really should do this as a bit.
You should.
It'd be so funny.
Yeah, but we got to let each other know we're doing it.
I couldn't hit it up. You couldn't be catfished. I mean, I know you're a pedophile, but you don't act on it. Come on, Zach. Go ahead.
All right, guys. He parked. I'm going to be putting the cam down so he doesn't see, okay? I'm going to be covering this cam as well.
Is he dressed as a 15-year-old girl?
No.
He goes right to the point until the guy's about to ejaculate and be like, you're on camera.
Just so he doesn't see.
Michaela?
What kind is that? That's pretty cool. What kind is that?
I can't remember the brand name of it.
Oh, bad look for the Toronto
Why
Raptors.
Isn't he showing?
That's pretty cool. Can I take a picture?
Oh, no. What a moron.
Well, gee, I wonder if they'll be able to find this car.
It's like Andrew Castellano.
Just a chat, man.
He looks like that.
I don't want to call the police. I just want to have a chat with you.
Looks like I got to move to Toronto.
So
things are.
Why do you think it's okay, brother? And I'm just filming for our own protection, so you can't tell the police I touched you, okay? No, Roger.
Look at
Roger.
Him speed away. I'm dying.
You're just walking next to him?
Please, Roger. I got your address, Roger.
I want a third
Roger.
Roger.
Just chat, Roger.
Wow.
Roger, just chat. She's 15, Roger. You can't do that. Roger.
You're never going to get anyone.
On
I love that he can't speed
She's
away.
I mean, if
Roger.
You're going to impress a 15-year-old,
That's
you're going to show up in that
That's
car.
What was he going to do with her? There's not another seat.
No, that's the point, right. Zach. She was going to be riding on his lap.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, she was going to get to press the pedals?
That's how I learned to drive.
He's chasing him.
The best part is they were in a McDonald's parking lot. He's taking her to get a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're that guy...
Oh, your life's over.
No. He's stupid. All right, look, Zach, let me give you some advice.
I've seen plenty of those videos on TikTok.
Zach, I would just love to watch you try to get in that tiny car.
Plus, if you're going to be a child molester, don't have her meet you at McDonald's. That's like taking sand to the beach.
Right. If Zach could fit in that tiny car, I think we should give him a 15-year-old girl as a reward.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
If you're that guy and you're getting caught, let me give us a little real-ass rape advice here, okay? All he's got to do, because in this moment, you got a guy who's videotaping. You're like, dude, I'm just videotaping for my own production. Why would you do that? Me, I'm going to go, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, you were messaging your family. I was like, no, I wasn't.
Right.
You got the wrong guy. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Right.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. I'm meeting up with that other tiny car guy over there. We're going to play bumper cars.
It's not the distance that the guy that's filming is going to have to go to in order to prove that you are.
Yeah.
Number one, none of this is admissible in court. You're not allowed to do this, actually, right?
Right.
So the guys, aren't people getting in trouble for doing this specifically? It's not admissible in court. Now, he's trying to create a viral video. Mm-hmm. Nobody's following the fucking red fucking tape everywhere.
Yeah.
They're not going to, the messages, the case that you're going to have to put together in order to prove that it's this guy, people have too short of attention spans.
Yeah.
It's not going to get him anywhere. So Roger should have been like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm going to videotape you. It's like, you message my, what is this?
Yeah.
Well, and then this guy, he's got 10 of these. Yeah. He's just putting out the best ones.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's how you fucking, you know, I wish I was Roger's.
Really great advice.
I wish I was Roger's friend pre-planning this.
Well, I mean, they're in these situations clearly because they're not that smart. So.
Yeah.
They're saying Chigura face in the live chat says fake and gay. You think that's fake? I don't think that's fake. That seemed very real.
Yeah, I've seen those a bunch.
Yeah.
The worst is like I'll see him on TikTok, and then after that I'll see a 16-year-old girl dancing naked, and then I'm like, oh, so that's what's gonna happen.
That's how the algorithm works,
right?
Yeah, I've just given into it. I just my reels is just full of muscly men flexing and young girls dancing.
It's pretty damn great.
Social media utopia.
Look at the chat. Yellow Paco says fake and gay. Are we talking about Jared's personality?
Paco.
Paco is how much did you lose to him, Paco?
I'm so mad.
You're up?
No.
Yeah, he's not happy about it. He's not happy about it.
So cute.
He's following in Harrington's footsteps, right?
All right. So look, let's this has been a fun show. This has been a really fun show. All right, do that one last video. That's kind of fun. Do you get slapped by a cellmate for snitching on him in prison? We'll do one more video. Look at Dylan bringing up videos. Oh, that. All right, pause right now.
That's a terrifying human.
Right.
Well, they're both terrifying humans. Yeah. The albino with
Patrice
tattoos.
O'Neal doc.
It's the Patrice O'Neal doc.
The uncut.
So the guy. All right, who is the aggressor here? Pause it for a second. Stop. Stop.
So I would assume this guy with his hands down has to take the slap. And this is some type of like, because he looks like he's winded up. So I would assume.
He does look like, I thought at first, because Dylan fucking ruined it, I was going to say, let's play this game. We're going to see who's the aggressor and who takes the slap. Because I would say that this stance right here is an aggressive, like, I'm about to fuck somebody up stance. Right. Like, you know, hands behind the back coming at you. Like, if somebody's got their hands behind their back, they're about to fight you. Mm-hmm. Like, in the hood. Oh. That's like a fight stance in the hood. It's the most terrible fight stance you could ever be in.
Come at me.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
They're very confident.
Very confident. Okay. So I would have assumed that the other guy was going to be the aggressor, and the fat guy was just fucking, you know, trying to fucking hide his snacks or whatever they do.
Make a prison burrito.
Yeah.
Best part is he has no wrist.
Did he just put down a cup of pee? Sorry.
He just goes straight arm tank.
He got really short arms too, this fat guy.
The black guy's gonna hit.
Oh, he's got a. Oh, he's allowing him to slap him.
What the fuck is happening?
I'm trying to brace myself, bro.
I'm scared.
Give
me anxiety.
Oh fuck, man.
Oh no.
You're not gonna rape me. At least I'll take this.
Oh no, he's letting him.
What's he get? What's he getting at?
Oh, he touched his face too.
There's definitely some initiation where like he got caught.
Right way.
No, he ratted him out. Is that what it is? That's the story. Pause down. What is it? What's the story?
Yeah, the story was like he was snitching. He was talking to like the police, the guards. So this is him just making up for what he said.
Okay. That's pretty nice though, because in prison I assume they would fucking shank you. That's also the worst way to go.
Right.
Prison shanking? A dull fucking rusty prison shank. Oof. It's made out of like a fucking paint roller handle. That sucks.
I love being a white woman.
So just close your eyes and just let it be.
Don't be.
This is very respectful for prisonhood.
Don't be.
Oh, no.
He got short arms, though.
I know. It's so funny. Like a T-Rex.
Look, don't be.
The one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he knocked him out. He's powerful.
He hit him with, like, just the forearm.
Wow.
He's done.
He's not actually knocked out. He's just hurt. Oh, he's knocked out. Oh, he's got the fucking groaning.
Sounds like a car.
Oh, dude. He might have broken his jaw.
Sounds like that Toronto Raptors car driving away.
Dude, he might have broken his jaw there,
yeah,
dude. His mouth was bleeding.
Did you see that those wrists?
Wow.
I don't like it at the end.
I don't like any of that, dude. You see the like the slap.
We see it one more time.
I don't like it at the end.
The slap fighting.
That's not what I heard.
Slow mo.
Oh,
look at how like his body just.
Ooh, he really got him.
Oh, and he hit his head too on the way down.
Did he?
Let's see.
Hits it on the door.
On the ooh.
Douche.
Oh, hits it twice. What? Hits it on the douche. Back. Bang.
Bang. Bang.
Oh.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof. The slap is what did the damage though.
Yeah.
Wasn't any other shit. You see those like slap fighting videos where that's the whole game is like they have two guys just standing on a podium and then they fucking whap each other.
Yeah,
I just would never do that ever in a million years.
Close fist only.
It's different when you're fucking fighting somebody. You could defend yourself. You could slip, roll. Like just having a dude just fucking straight up whap you. I feel like that hurts more too. than being punched in the face.
Yeah, it does.
Plus, like, if he's a...
Karen, have you ever been hit by a guy?
What do you mean? Is this a trick?
Have you?
I've never put a hand on her.
You told me to delete all those videos.
Have you ever been hit by a guy for real?
No.
Never once?
I told one time... Snooki style? I mean, this happened... Like, somebody that I was dating hurt me once. They, like, pushed their thumb really hard into my chest while I was trying to wipe poop on his leg, like dog poop that was on my foot. So,
oh, you told me about this.
Yeah. So, but that's the only time that, like, a guy's ever, like, physically hurt me.
And that was almost like his...
You were on his side. I know.
Well, he wanted to... he wanted to clothesline you. And he restrained himself. You're trying to wipe shit on him. I'm not defending it. Like, you can't put your hands on a woman. But if a chick tried to wipe shit on me, I think I would probably...
You'd break her neck. I know.
No, I think what he tried to do is just trying to forcefully tell you no.
Right. You're right, Lewis. I'm wrong. Totally. No. I deserved it.
You should have rubbed your
nose
in it.
What? Yeah.
You should have rubbed your nose in it.
Yep. Right,
let's wrap this one. Mm-hmm. Let's wrap this one. It's been a fucking great show. Let's do we'll do a rap battle to end the week. Jared versus Karen.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, we rap with a rap.
No.
Oh, I got a great one.
Okay,
what do you mean you got a great one?
Drop that beat. Let's go.
Oh, my God. No, we're not.
Here we are. Rap.
These are not my lyrics, though, but...
Rap.
It's very funny. It's very 8 Mile style. All
right, Jared's up first.
What's this? What is my life?
Huh.
Look.
What? You want to write for me?
Go ahead.
Look.
What?
Yeah, I used to work with a rapist. Yeah, I do live in Staten Island. Yeah, I do live at home with my parents. Yeah, you're right. I didn't fuck Karen.
Well, Jared just embarrassed both of us, but good thing I'm here so that we can trust that I'm going to be funny at some fucking point. You stink. Roll me a joint.
Yes, you stink, Jared.
Yes, I have content now.
Jared stinks. Karen crushed it. Winner of rap battle, Karen. Undefeated. 1-0, Karen in rap battling. All right, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate the latest nudes of Karen in the chat. Also, they really like that one photo of you just sort of fucking giving yourself the business.
Yeah. I'm proud of myself. I work hard.
OnlyFans.com/M&M6969.
Wow, that just rolled off your tongue quick, my friend.
Just 169.
Yes, my platonic friend.
You guys are the shit. Thank you very much for watching. And we'll check you on Wednesday. Who's the guest Wednesday?
This was a lot of fun.
The guys from the Loud Boys podcast.
Dalton. Fucking
Dalton and the other two.
Dalton and the other two.
That's what they should call the podcast.
Robbie Goodwin and Joe Gorman.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. All right, thank you guys very much. And I will check you guys on Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.